Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the overcoming the acceptable Christian sin of gluttony podcast. I know that sounds kind of funny in our day and time, but I promised you when I was preaching on the series, The Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony, that I would begin a podcast dealing with some of the details of this issue. I will resume preaching on this subject soon. But for right now, this is a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and all of the diseases that come from that. Our passage from the Word of God today is Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 through 6, which reads, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as little gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Now, let's look at gluttony in the news today. According to the Stanford Health Coalition, obesity is the leading cause of type 2 diabetes. This type of diabetes usually begins in adulthood, but is now actually occurring in children, young people. Obesity can cause resistance to insulin, the hormone that regulates blood sugar. When obesity causes insulin resistance, the blood sugar becomes elevated. Even moderate obesity dramatically increases the risk of diabetes. Now, beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. He writes, "Benjamin Franklin said, if everyone is thinking alike, then no one is thinking at all." Dr. Andrew Prentice of the London School of Hygiene and tropical medicine said food is cheaper now by a long way, more abundantly available, more highly refined, and more pressingly sold to us by very clever advertising companies and techniques. The remarkable thing is how anybody at all stays thin. We live in a strange world when it comes to weight loss. Imagine, if you will, someone who's overweight giving advice on how to lose weight. Sounds ridiculous, right? Yet what we have today are a bunch of fat doctors telling people how to lose weight and even scolding people in the doctor's office. In fact, the most successful diet doctors seem to be the most overweight. In the year 2000, long before the controversy about his weight after his death, Dr. Atkins exceeded federal guidelines for being overweight. One doctor who saw him many times over the decades estimated he was regularly 40 to 60 pounds overweight. Barry Sears, PhD, author of the hugely popular Zone Diet, was also overweight in the year 2000. Sears even states he's overweight in his own book. Yet despite his admission, millions of copies have been sold. Am I missing something? How can people who want to lose weight follow the advice of someone who proclaims in his own book that he's overweight? Perhaps the answer lies in some of the statements that Sears makes, such as, you can burn more fat watching TV than by exercising, and about one-third of Americans are suffering from protein malnutrition. The last statement is like saying Americans are suffering from fat malnutrition. As a matter of fact, the average American eats enough protein to fuel a champion weightlifter. But burning fat while watching TV and getting too little protein are the things Americans love to hear, because it justifies eating the very diet that has made us the fattest nation on the planet. We also have Dr. Phil, who at 6'4" and 240 pounds is at the upper end of the overweight category and teetering toward obesity, according to Harvard's Body Mass Index, BMI. And yet he claims he's at an appropriate weight for his age and height. By whose standard? And stating his weight as age appropriate implies that humans are supposed to gain weight with age, an obvious invention by Dr. Phil and his publicity machine. Of course, Dr. Phil also states that just about everyone can benefit from the supplements he's selling, particularly Dr. Phil himself. Then again, other diet doctors are just plain terrified of their own diet. Look at Dr. Augustin, for example, author of the best-selling South Beach Diet, which, by the way, is advertising now very heavily. He is a cardiologist who admits to taking an aspirin, fish oil capsules, and a statin drug every day to prevent a heart attack. My. Imagine, if you will, a cardiologist who cannot even design a diet that will free him of drugs that treat a disease he's supposed to be an expert at preventing. A cardiologist who is incapable of designing a diet to lose weight and prevent heart disease. A cardiologist who says that eating a candy bar is healthier than eating a potato. And while he tells his readers, don't even think about limiting the amount of food you eat. His menu plans are, in fact, severely restricted in phase one. But of course, if you start to gain weight in the later phases, you have to go back to his more restricted diet. In other words, he has a built-in yo-yo cycle within his own diet. And there are no secrets. It's a simple calorie restriction diet, as are the Zone diet and the Atkins diet. As Dr. Marion Nestle has stated, what it comes down to is that this is a standard 1,200 to 1,400 calorie a day diet, so of course people are going to lose weight. Parenthetically, if you follow the South Beach diet, like its author, is going to cost some $3,000 just in heart medicines, not to mention the aspirin and fish oil tablets that must be taken. There are many doctors who design heart-healthy diets. They keep their total cholesterol well below 150, and they do not take aspirin, fish oil, or any heart medicines, all of which can have serious side effects. Their healthy hearts are due solely to diet, not drugs. You can achieve far better results with diet than you can with drugs when it comes to heart disease, because no drug has ever cured heart disease, whereas the RAVE diet has. Let's pray. Our Holy Father, God in heaven, we thank you for our time together today, and thank you, Lord, for what you've already done for me. And I pray that you would do the same in the lives of others. Lord, remind others who are listening to me who are struggling with overeating and gaining weight and getting the diseases that come from it. Lord, help them to be reminded that I'm right there with them. I am a fellow glutton, and you're helping me to confess that and to repent of that, and I pray that you would do the same in everybody's life who's listening to me. And we pray that you would crucify our flesh afresh and anew, and our wicked appetites, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit in and through our life, in our lives, one of those fruit being self-control, temperance. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from our minds and our lives, and help us to fight this battle as we fight all other battles, because this is a spiritual battle as well. For the devil himself is trying to destroy us, to hinder us from serving you at full capacity. And he is seeking to kill us by overeating and eating the wrong things. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be true disciples who practice discipline in every area of our lives. For your glory, praise, and honor, for the salvation of the lost, and for the revival of your church. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. repeat after me phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer.